Blog Talk Radio.
Whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace. Verse 13, that our gardeners, a gardener, G-A-R-N-E-R-S, those are gatherers and collectors, well, let's say farmers, may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. And we had complaining in our streets last week in Chicago, I believe it was, and this week in Baltimore. Happy is that people that is in much, that is in such a case, and happy is the people whose God is Yah the Lord. And that's what it matters. Years ago, when I was telling some of the church women that sat around me where I sat, because I was a young girl going to college at that time, and I come back and tell them what my professor had said about God or Jesus being a black man or a man of color. And my professor was a white man. And so I left my purse going to the bathroom, but when I come back, the same women were huddled in a group. They were saying, what does it matter? Like, what does Jesus' color matter? It matters, people. If it did not matter, ask the white man or the Edomite, the Dumian, or the white man, why did they paint Jesus as a white man? They've stolen our identity and placed people over in Israel who say they're Jews, they're not. Check it out. You'll find in Revelation chapters 2, verse 9, and chapter 3, verse 9, they're saying they're Jews, but they're not. They're actually the children of Satan. And you have some preachers here in the United States sending money to that country to support the children who say they are Jews and they are not. Listen, see, I have read to you the entire chapter of Psalms 144, a psalm of David. And I pray that our Father in heaven will add a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word. As a matter of fact, I pray that you sheep will tell other sheep to listen to my program, the Feed My Sheep Show, on Blog Talk Radio. And I thank you much, but I have much more to go. At this time, I'd like to take a word or two to say a prayer. You say your prayer, as I will say my prayer unto our Heavenly Father. Let's take a minute to pray. You can look up to heaven. I like looking up instead of down, because Jesus went up and Jesus is going to come back down, and we're going to have to look up to see him. So let's pray to our Heavenly Father. Our Father in heaven, let us, your sheep, remember Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 through 5. This is the time of the year that the heathen celebrate their with their feasts and festivals, and they have invited us to participate in their feasts and festivals. But let us, your 12 tribes, the ones that were brought over to this country and to many countries on ship as slaves to these people, not participate in their cutting down the tree and decorating it with tinsel. Let us remember, we are the children of Jacob. For so long, we have not remembered that. As I have read this Bible for almost 6 years, I have come to remember or know that we are the children of Jacob, and we are not the children of Esau, the children of the Edomians or the Edomites, the white man. This is their celebration, the cutting down of a Christmas tree and putting tinsel on it. Let us remember what is written in the Old Testament book of Leviticus, chapter 3. Chapter 23. We are supposed to celebrate those traditions. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for not allowing us sheep to celebrate the Christmas tradition of the Edomian, the Edomites, or Esau's children, or the white man. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. I thank you for giving us sane, sound mind with excellent health. I pray this prayer in Yeshua's name, whose name has been changed by the Edomian or the Edomites or the white man to Jesus. I pray this prayer. Amen. Sheep, I want you all to follow me to the book of Mark, where I left off last Sabbath. I was reading like I normally read, did not finish chapter 10. So let's go there to chapter 10 so that we can go into chapter 11. Let's go to Mark, chapter 10, where I left off at verse 39. But I want to go back over start at verse 35. But this is what I want you to do with your Bibles. We talked about marriage and divorce. Well, there are seven things that I want you to remember from chapter 10. I want you to go down and at verse 13, I want you to put a 2 because the subject changes there. It changes to where little children were brought to Jesus, and Jesus blessed them, although some people didn't want them to bring the little children to Jesus. But Jesus said, "Suffer not the little children, bring them to me," and he blessed them. Then I want you to go down to verse 17, and I want you to put a 3, because the subject changes there, where a young man asks, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus tells him. And then I want you to go down to verse 32, where the subject changes and it starts talking about Jesus going to Jerusalem and the things that he must suffer. I want you to remember that. That's verse starting at verse 32, right before. That's the fourth thing I want you to remember. And then I will start reading at verse 35. I want you to put a 5 there. Then I want you to go to verse 41 and put a 6, because that is the sixth thing that I want you to remember of chapter 10 of Mark. And then at verse 46, I want you to remember, write a 7. And those are the 7 things that I want you to get out of reading chapter 10 in the book of Mark. Let's go back to the 5th thing that I want you to remember at verse 35 and read. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him, saying, Master, we would that you should do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, What would you that I should do for you? They said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left hand in your glory. But Jesus answered and said unto them, You know not what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, We can. Well, let's stop right here, because unlike Jesus, they don't know what they ask. I want you to turn to Mark and Matthew. That reminds me, I'm to identify who I am and what show this is. Pardon me. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. This is the only day, a Saturday, in the Bible tells you to keep holy and to rest. Read it for yourselves. You'll find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. That's the 4th commandment. Also, it's found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. And you can also read in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, where God blessed the 7th day of all of his work and rest on the 7th day, the Saturday. Back in the day, they did not have days like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and so forth. They had 1 through 7. And the 7th day is the day that our Heavenly Father made holy. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And for your long-time listeners of mine, and I'm so thankful for you, I pray that our Heavenly Father will bless you in learning the Bible as I have. And I pray that my reading the Bible to you will help you better understand, as it is helping me to better understand and come closer to our Heavenly Father and be obedient to his words. I want you to have your 3 P's. And, of course, you know those are, for my long-time listeners, pen, paper, and pencil. You might want to reference something that I will say today. Now, I was telling you, and I am telling you, to turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 39, as I will turn to Matthew, chapter 26, 39, because I just read to you where in verse 38, and Jesus said unto them, You know not what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said, We can. And I want to prove to you, in my mind, why Jesus said that you do not know what you ask. So turn to Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, and I will read it to you. And he, talking about Jesus, went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. So what is this cup? I had a preacher. He was on somewhere off of Puritan. And he explained to me what this cup was. And this cup is the assignment that has been given to Jesus. And James and John are not quite, they don't understand what they ask. Go back up to Mark 33 and verses 33 and 34, where Jesus would tell them that while they're going to Jerusalem, that he would be delivered to the hands of the chief priests and scribes, and they would condemn him to death. And the people would mock him. They would, you know, make fun of him. They would scourge him. They're going to beat him. They're going to spit up on him and kill him. And on the third day, he's going to rise. I don't know if this happened to James and John, but they asked for it. And Jesus said, let's go back to verse 39. And Jesus said unto them, and they said unto Jesus, we can. And Jesus said unto them, you shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism I am baptized with shall you be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and to sit on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. You got that, sheep? That's important. Verse 5 is number 5 is important. Now, we're at number 6. That's verse 41. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. And Jesus called unto him. Let me read verse 42 again. And Jesus called them to him and said unto them, you know that they which are accustomed to the rule of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. Whosoever of you will be the chiefest, and chiefest means the leader or the head of them, shall be servant to all, even the Son of Man. Jesus calls himself the Son of Man. Yeshua calls himself. Well, they changed Yeshua's name to Jesus. It says in verse 45, and he says, even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. And what is a ransom? A ransom is a payment, it's a release or prize for many. And thank you, Yeshua, whose name has been changed to Jesus. Thank you for saving us from hell's fire. Now, I come to the seventh thing that I want you to remember in Mark chapter 10, verse 46. I want you to put a 7 right before that. And it reads, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he blind Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus, son of Nazareth, he began to cry, saying, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. They were saying, "Man, be quiet." But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise. He," meaning Jesus, "calleth you." And he, Bartimaeus, the blind man, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What will you that I should do unto you?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you whole." Well, what is faith? That is complete trust in what Jesus is teaching. That is complete trust in the doctrines that Jesus brought and shared with us people on earth. Hallelujah. Thank you to you. Your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing me to read chapter 10. And I pray that your sheep or those who are listening who are Gentiles have gotten something from the reading of Jeremiah chapter 10. Now, sheep and you Gentiles who are listening, let's go to Mark chapter 11, entitled The Triumphant Entry. Jesus is going to enter into Jerusalem triumphantly. And of course, you know that his own people, children of Jacob, don't like him. They're afraid of him. Let's read Mark chapter 11. And sometimes I may say the wrong chapter. Forgive me. But you sheep know that I'm reading in, and you Gentiles know that I'm reading in the book of Mark, and I intend to read all of it and then go to something else. But before I go to something else, I want to read the Ten Commandments again and maybe give my thoughts on something else. But I need to stay focused on the book of what Jesus told me to do, and that is to feed his sheep. And I'm doing it the only way that I know how. Let's read Mark chapter 11, starting at verse 1. "And when they came near to Jerusalem, unto Bethpage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent forth two of his disciples, and said unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as you be entered into it, you shall find a coat tied, whereon never man set. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do you do this? Say you that the Lord has need of him, and straightway means immediately, he will send him hither." Hither means to this place. "And they went their way and found the coat tied to the door without in a place where two ways met, and they loosed him, and certain of them stood there said unto them, why do you loosen the coat? And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And when they brought the coat to Jesus, his two disciples, let's read this again, verse 7. And when they brought the coat to Jesus and cast their garments on him, he sat upon him. The he that's here is Jesus, sat upon the coat. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off trees and strayed them. Strayed means to spread them out. Sprayed them in the way. Verse 9. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna. Hosanna is a high word of praise, like hallelujah is a high word of praise. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yah the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I'm thinking here, let me go back, where they cut down branches off the tree. I'm thinking that's where, when I used to go to the Baptist church, they would have Palm Sundays. And I'm thinking this is where they get Palm Sunday from. I may not be true on that, because I'm thinking that, and what I'm thinking may not be true. Let's pick up reading at verse 10. It says, blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Verse 11. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he looked around upon all things, and now the eveningtide was come. Eveningtide means evening was come. He went out into Bethany, and he went out to Bethany with the 12. I'm turning the page, sheep and Gentiles that are listening. And on tomorrow, when he were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree far off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find. Happily means by accident or by luck, he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And when Jesus answered and saw it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard him. Let me read verse 14 again. I don't know how much time I have, because my on-air clock is reading 3 minutes, and I know that's the wrong time. Verse 14, and Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eats fruit of the tree hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it, and they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrow tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not allow that any man should could carry vessels through the temple. In other words, what verse 16 is saying, he would not allow anyone to carry merchandise and things through the temple or into the temple or use the temple as a marketplace for buying and selling. Verse 17, and he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? But you have made it a den of thieves. I want you, Sheikh, to know this is written in the Old Testament, where he says, my house shall be called by all nations a house of prayer. It's in Isaiah, I-S-A-I-H, verse 56, verse 7. And this means to me that the scribes and Pharisees had not done a good job in teaching the people of that time what to do or how to have church service. Verse 18, and the scribes and the chief priests heard of it and besought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. Astonished means impressed. They were greatly impressed at his doctrine. And he was teaching what the Old Testament, what Isaiah, what the prophets had written, as well as what the first five books of Moses, you know. And it reminds me, many people that I used to work with, they believed in the first five books of Moses, but I forget what other books they had. But they didn't believe in Jesus like we do. In fact, they don't worship Jesus, and I'm talking about the Edomians or the Edomites or those white folk they put over in Jerusalem. They don't worship as we black people. They don't worship Jesus. They don't believe in Jesus. They tell me, my coworkers used to tell me, he was born of a woman just like you and I, and he had an earthly father. But the difference is we black folk, we are, and we don't know who we are. We're beginning to know that we are Jacob's children. We are the children of Jacob. And we believe that Jesus was born through a woman, but the Holy Spirit brought him forth. No man had nothing to do with that. That's the difference between us and them. They don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I also went to school with Muslims, the people of the Muslim faith. They don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God, but we do. That's because we are the Hebrews. We are Jacob's children. We're the Israelites. We're Hebrew Israelites. I told this woman this when I wanted a breast examination. It asked what religion. I said, I am an Israelite, a Hebrew Israelite. And she gave me an appointment. My appointment was for today. And like I worship Jesus on today. And she gave me an appointment for a long time away. But I intend to keep my appointment. But that's okay. When you say you're a Hebrew Israelite, even your people that look like you in a brown or black skin, they treat you differently. Let's pick up reading at verse 18. And the scribes and the priests heard of it and besought how they might destroy him. The him they're talking about is Jesus, for they feared him because all the people was astonished at his doctrine, Yeah, they were greatly impressed with his doctrine, just as I am. Verse 19, and when evening was come, he went out of the city, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from its roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. And remember, faith means complete trust in God, or complete trust in the teachings of Jesus. Verse 23, verily I say unto you, that whatsoever shall you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, you shall believe that these things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he has said. So, sheep, let's see if I have enough time. Yeah, I think I have enough time to read verse 23 again, and I pray that my Father in heaven will allow me to read it in clarity. It says, verily I say unto you, that whatsoever shall say, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things shall be which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, well, maybe I should not bend on my knees. It says that when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught. Aught means anything against any. That for your Father, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And you'll find that at the end of the Lord's Prayer. I think that's, let me turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. I think that's where you'll find that, although I'm not 100% sure. Oh, God, I was just in Matthew. Oh, Jesus. Well, it's at the end of Matthew chapter 9. It says, I want to finish this. And it says, I'm at verse 27. And they came unto Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, there came unto him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And they said unto him, by what authority do you have things, and who gave you this authority to do these things? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I also ask you one question, and answer me, and tell me, by what authority do you do these things? The baptism of John is the question. Was it from heaven or man, or was it? Answer me. And I'm going to have to pick up at verse 31 of Jeremiah chapter 11 next time, because I'm out of time apparently. Let's say a quick closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for all the things you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Next time. If it's God's will, I'll be with you next time. If it's, remember, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts, 'cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know. We've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our help in hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our